Ai, tēnā rā, koutou katoa e tiwi e hakarongo mai nei ki tō tātou reo irirangi o Tihikua Tika, iwa tukau mawhitu ira tahi te iarere. I runga te waia kōrero ko Takuta Rāori Taonui, ai tētahi o ngā kai rangahau mō tēnei Mateuru Tā, no reira me tāria ke tātou ki aia, tēnā koe e Takuta Rāori Taonui.
Kia ora, Joel. Thank you for having me on.
Always appreciate getting an update from you and how this pandemic is progressing amongst our people. So get straight into it and give us a little update about how we are going with Te Matiuru Tā.
So on Tuesday, Joel, the total of Māori cases went past the total of Pacifica, who had very high cases early on in the Delta outbreak. So that means that Māori are now the highest daily cases, 34 days in a row, with the highest total cases, and we're also the highest active cases in the community. There's over 900 active cases, Māori cases now, and we're second for hospitalisations behind Pacifica, but that gap is decreasing, so we may end up becoming the highest hospitalizations as well.
And what do you think the reason for that is? You know, with Māori consistently remaining at the highest rate of receiving or contracting this virus?
Well, it has a lot to do with the vaccination rollout. You know, it didn't allow for Māori to vaccinate as whānau, the age approach, you know, so decreasing age bands that disadvantage Māori because we have a much younger demographic and all those sort of things. So our health providers are doing a really good job vaccinating Māori. They've vaccinated 140,000, something like that, since the middle of December. That's a 50% increase. It's the biggest increase of in any ethnicity. But we're always in, at the moment, we're always in catch-up mode, so we're still a way behind.
Absolutely. Each week we have heard alarming numbers for Tiwi Māori and also Pacifica, as we remain above all the non-Māori. So what are other statistics that we may want to consider and we may be concerned about at this moment?
Well, the way Delta's going, so we've had 7 days now with more than 100 cases. We're averaging about 130 cases a day. Even if Delta just stays at that level and there's no significant increase, and unfortunately that's unlikely, but let's say we just stay at the current rate of cases, there'll be 7,000 cases in total in the country by the beginning of December, and 3,000 of those will be Māori. If Delta jumps, so for instance we see some weeks where there's an increase of say 30% in cases, and just note that that's a bit lower than what we've seen the last couple of weeks, then we could be looking at 9,000 Delta cases in the country by December, and 4,000 of those would be Māori.
And so you're also talking about the numbers. Where do you see the location within Aotearoa containing most of these? Will those remain within Auckland? Are these some of the statistics or some of the forecasts that you're talking about?
I think that we're going to continue seeing the spread of Delta into other regions, and there's probably two main concerns for Te Ao Māori that are emerging. So one is we have low vaccination rates in the age cohorts between 20 and 34. That's the lowest. My figures are a little bit dated because the ministry doesn't release those numbers, and I have to sort of find friends to let me know what the numbers are. But the latest ones I have are 30% vaccinated, fully vaccinated for Māori aged 20 to 34, and 37% for those aged 12 to 19. And that's a real concern, Joel, because a lot of people have talked about long COVID, And but some of the research there has been quite loose, and early on some researchers were saying 80% of people get long COVID and things like that. But the research has picked up in the last couple of weeks, and we're seeing some clearer, more solid research. But what that tells us is that about 20% of people get long COVID, so have ongoing problems and for several months. And that will mainly affect people who have prior conditions like diabetes and blood pressure and things like that. But there is also an emerging scenario where people in their 20s are affected by long COVID. Now, one of the reasons that will be the case is younger people have stronger immune responses, but with some viruses, what happens is your immune system is too strong, and that can cause problems for you alongside, so you're being attacked by the virus, but then if your body responds too strongly, that can also damage you as well. So that's an emerging risk profile for some younger people, and that includes also there's a higher risk there for women. And it's a kind of a something like that happened with the second wave of the Spanish flu in 1918, where the fatalities changed from being older people to being younger people, and it had to do with the stronger immune reaction. Now, that's a concern because younger people are less vaccinated. It's also a concern, particularly for Māori, Joel, because because the average age of Māori who are being infected is now below 30 years of age. It's sitting around 28 years old, and that's about 10 to 12 years younger than for the Pākehā population. So we're seeing younger cases. They're vulnerable to long COVID, and we have low vaccination. So that's something that we really need to try and work on. The second one is we know that Delta deaths are lower than earlier strains, and that has to do with the good vaccinating we've done with older people, particularly aged over 65, so we're seeing less fatalities. But one of the other concerns here is that the managed isolation and quarantine, so MIQ, that's by and large full. And as we're talking here today, there are over 700 active cases in self-isolation in homes in about 400 households. And the ministry hasn't released the ethnic data on that, but we can assume that a large number of them are Māori. Now, if we see a jump to 7,000 cases and 3,000 or 4,000 of those are Māori, we're going to have large numbers of Māori isolating at home with whānau trying to look after infected cases and also prevent infections to others. And that's going to be difficult to achieve. You know, if you have a scenario like, say, a solo mum or a solo dad with four kids, dad or mum gets sick, who looks after them and who looks after the children? Then, you know, how do you separate them and things like that, particularly if they're in a smaller house? So that's probably an emerging crisis for us as we head towards Christmas. And it means that, you know, we have to prepare for that sort of thing and think to ourselves that maybe the government's not going to be there to help our communities out as in the way they should be.
Mm. You've raised a lot of concerning factors of the outbreak of the pandemic, as we have seen raised by many who are still sitting on the fence in regards to the long COVID, short COVID, knowing a definition of what that actually means. And you did give an explanation of the long COVID maybe being a few months. What does short COVID actually look like?
Well, short COVID is where, say, you get infected and you recover, and you recover well. You know, so by and large, a lot of younger people will be more resilient than older people. and so their chances of recovering and just going back to normal are a bit higher. Now, with long COVID, what happens is you can have ongoing problems, the most serious ones of which are damage, say, to your brain, your lung function, heart, kidneys, liver, and those sorts of things. And when it gets to that point, that's very serious. Now, one of the other profiles of the younger long COVID cases is that people can get infected and then become sick, and but only have mild symptoms, and then they recover and things look okay. But long COVID sometimes takes a couple of weeks to show, and even people who have only had a mild illness can end up suffering long COVID. The more I read the literature, the more it leads me to the conclusion that the phenomenon of long COVID probably means that long-term some people are going to have shorter lives.
I have much more queries about the issues that you have raised in regards to the pandemic, the severity of the matauruta on our Māori people. However, I'll let our people mull over all the information that you have shared with us today, and always appreciate getting this update for not only our whānau living in Tāmaki Makaurau and down south of Tāmaki Makaurau, but now currently our whānau in Te Tai Tukerau having to learn about having this pandemic a lot closer in our community. Yeah, so appreciate all the kōrero.
Can I just say, Joel, that in terms of what's unfolding before Christmas, and I do think Delta for Māori is going to last past Christmas and go into January, February, that it's really important for marae communities, hapu communities and whānau to begin thinking about putting together their own plans, you know, for how they might survive if they end up on their own for a period of time. How they might deal with isolating positive cases in households and separating people. You know, it could be that if you're in a wider whānau with two or three houses, you might think about using more than one place. So one place for positive cases and another place to keep the children safe and all those sorts of things. There are resources online. And, you know, such as Protect Our Whakapapa, Tina Ngata's put up a good article on how to put together a whānau plan. And it's really important that we start thinking about the things we can do to protect whānau and protect life.
Ai, tika tonu, kaore kore, he tino haka hirehira, haka harahara, wēnei o ngā kōrero, kia hakarite tētahi rautaki mō o mātou whānau, mō o mātou kāinga hoki no reira. Neira, tumi atu kia koe, hei whai wā ki te kōrero kia hau e pāniki tēnei kaupapa, no reira neira, tumi atu kia koe, tākuta rāori taonu.
Kia ora, thank you.
Koia rā ngā kōrua takuta rāori tāonui, tētahi o ngā tino kai rangahau e pāne ki tēnei mate urutā, tēnei mate kōwhiori ki wāinga nui a tātou katoa o Aotearoa no reira. Ta hakarongo ki wēnei o ngā kōrero, hakarite wēnei o ngā rautaki mō koutou kāinga o koutou whare, mēnā ka uhia mai tēnei mate urutā ki rungi a koutou. Mō tēnei wā te whānau mautonu mai ki tō tātou reo irirangi o te hikotika, iwa te kaumāwhitu ira tahi te iarire.